FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and the date is October 24th, 2017. Well, with the end of the month coming, end of the year not too far off, we wanted to check in with Bix Weir of RoadToRoota.com. That's RoadToRoota.com. And hey, as always, questions, comments, I implore you, send an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. So, Bix, interesting times, never a dull moment. What is going on here?
Absolutely never a dull moment. You know, it's funny because I've been putting so much effort into learning about the cryptos and that whole world. It is very fascinating and absolutely planned to be our new economic system going forward. But I always keep a half an eye on silver, and the announcement of Scotia Macata selling their enterprise. They're one of the main silver riggers. Yeah. That's great news for the long maligned, the long sleepy silver lovers, and doesn't mean that things are going to trade honestly on the COMEX. No, I don't think things will trade honestly on the COMEX until the COMEX is shut down, which might be sooner than we think.
Yeah, we can only hope. Well, with no COMEX, we got something else has to take its place, right?
Exactly. And right now you have the COMEX and the LBMA, two of the most criminal organizations ever, but there is no other pricing mechanism for silver. That's the amazing thing. Even in China, the Shanghai Exchange has a silver contract, but it's just derivative silver. There's no physical silver exchange in the world, and that's by design. That's how the current controllers designed the system, so that nobody knew the true value of silver. But I think that's breaking down, and the old system will crash. We'll have a period of time when nobody knows the true price of silver, and then we'll have another system start up, probably crypto-related, that people go to as a means of exchange for buying physical silver and selling physical silver, and having derivatives kind of go by the wayside.
Well, the one thing is for sure, if the international monetary system just ceased to function, all of a sudden...
Which is very easy to do.
Hey, we don't know when, but it's certainly a possibility. What would people do? What would you do? Well, yeah, you and I were prepped somewhat, but after the recent hurricane here in Florida and my reactions to it, yeah, I had a plan and I pretty much went by it, but I realized, there's some deficiencies to this plan here.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. And everybody has to completely reevaluate their, I mean, I was a silver hoarder for so long, and then I'm looking at silver. I'm like, yes, it's massively undervalued, but how mobile is silver?
Yeah,
you know, it's not mobile at all.
You're going to take 1,000 pounds of silver and throw it in the trunk of your car, and you're going to be scraping the bottom of the road.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, although, yes, I do think silver is massively undervalued, I think when this economic shakeout happens, silver will be one of those commodities that absolutely goes through the roof because of the lack of price suppression and the need of corporations to secure silver deposits for use in their flat screen TVs and their iPhones. Yeah. I mean, those companies have huge amounts of money. And if there's just a whiff of a silver shortage, all those big corporations are going to buy as much as they can. And instantly the price of silver is going to go through the roof.
Hey, you know, another thing I realized from the storm is that it's much better to have an SUV, even though it's fuel inefficient wise and it's got other issues. But when the water starts coming up, you're better off in an SUV than in a car. And it's something that I really never thought about. But now I have to rethink the whole strategy there. There's a lot of things. A lot of things you do right. A lot of things, you know, you could have all the guns in the world, but do you really want to transport them all at once in a vehicle that might get washed away at any moment?
And what would you do with all of them? That's, yeah. You know, they're talking about all the conspiracy stuff about the Las Vegas stuff with Guy Paddock. Yeah. Supposedly he had over 30 guns in his room. I mean, even if, you know, what was his plan? Oh, let me try this gun. No, let me try this gun. There's so many fishy stories coming out about that stuff.
Oh,
it's crazy what the true reality of what happened is versus what they are, the FBI and the police are telling us.
Well, I'll tell you this. My friend Jason Hartman was on the 62nd floor of the Mandalay Bay.
Really?
When it started shooting, and he got it on video, and he got out of the hotel before the FBI descended to confiscate everybody's phones. And you hear that gun shooting, all right? I know a little something. I'm not, don't pretend to be an expert, but it sounded like a major belt-driven or drum-driven fully automatic weapon. It didn't sound like an AR-15. So here, Bix, we had the worst shooting in American history. And what do our politicians care about? They're concerned about bump stocks. You know, if only we can get rid of bump stocks, everything is going to be fine. And that doesn't begin to cover it. And I don't want to conspiracy monger, but there just has been little or no information provided to the public about the truth of this matter. I'm convinced of it.
Oh, yeah. But it's amazing what they get away with. You know, and that's the thing about the upcoming revelations about the JFK documents. These are the last 3,000 documents that, according to our lovely government, we weren't ready to see yet.
Yeah.
And these are the last 3,000 documents. So these are the juicy ones, supposedly. We'll see what happens. You know, obviously, there's a lot of times to change them and for them to fade away or to black everything out. But I think given that Trump is the president, he's pretty much kicked out the left and the right, as we see every day in the news. Nobody loves in Washington. I think it's because he's ready to pull the plug on his game.
Yeah, well, if he's short on friends, I think he should take a trip to the DC pound and pick up a couple of dogs, you know, because otherwise, he can forget about it. He has not made any friends during this go around.
But he didn't go there to make friends, in my opinion.
I know.
I do think he meant to drain the swamp. I do think he's had huge pushback from the deep state, the left and the right.
Oh, yeah.
But if he does release these documents of JFK and they do implicate some people within the CIA or the FBI as being involved, that opens Pandora's box to every other false flag that has been perpetrated since that day, or even going back for the false flags before that day. So, yes, it is Pandora's box. If there is some linking documents, linking FBI or the CIA or Bush or any thing other than the traditional government line that it was a single shooter, Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Anything other than that is going to be hugely scrutinized as to why it was held from the American people for 50 years.
Hey, and you know, we do know some things. We know that LBJ crashed a dinner party at a certain oilman's house the night before the assassination, right outside of Dallas. And who was at that party but Nixon and J. Edgar Hoover? We know this for a fact from LBJ's mistress, and we know it from a servant who was working in the oilman's house, whose name eludes me right this moment.
Was it the Hunt brothers, or was Hinckley Oil?
Clint Murchison. Okay. So this is the day before JFK's assassination, and they were like quite shocked to see LBJ there. And afterwards, he told his mistress, "Those effing Kennedys are never going to, after tomorrow, are never going to disrespect me again." And guess what?
Yeah, there you have it.
Yeah, they did.
If you get into the Texas oil people, you gotta talk about Bush Senior's Zapata.
Zapata was a CIA front. Always a CIA front.
Absolutely. And the guy who tried to assassinate Reagan was Hinckley Senior is the head of Hinckley Oil.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I mean, all these things, the openness of the false flags and conspiracies, it's all fact. The thing is, the media has withheld the acknowledgement of those facts because the media is controlled. They're bought and paid for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's the media industrial complex. They're just another object of possession by the powers that be. So I'm anxious to see those documents, and the fact that supposedly the intelligence agencies were pushing back and didn't want them released is a good sign, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And people within Congress didn't want them released. And you know, it's one of those things. It's would they be released if Hillary Clinton was in the presidency? No, not at all.
Not a chance.
They would probably be, you know, changed and destroyed and never seen again. But that I really do think this is the battle between the good guys and the bad guys behind the scene. And if there is any kind of link in these documents to anything other than the official story, you're going to see the backlash from the people saying, what else is our government hiding from us? Which is practically everything.
Everything.
So, hey. Yeah.
So, Bex, we got a word from our sponsor here, ZipRecruiter. You've been in business. You know how difficult it is, Bex, to find good employees. It's time consuming. You got huge stacks of resumes you have to go through to find your perfect hire. But if you have the right tools, smarter tools, it becomes easy. And if your hiring could be easier, more streamlined, and less time consuming, so even when you're busy, you could still be smart about the way you hire, wouldn't you do it? If you're hiring, you know that quality hires keep your business moving forward, but you also know it can take a lot of time to find the right candidate for the job. If you're hiring, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Like I said, finding the right person for the right job can be torture, but with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just a click, so you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by all the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within just minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend upon the right candidates finding you, it finds them for you. You can even get a head start on the interview process by adding screening questions to your job post to help identify the most qualified candidates, so you don't have to waste time sorting through a stack of resumes to find the perfect fit. Is it any wonder that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day or less? And the easy-to-use ZipRecruiter dashboard lets you manage your hiring process from start to finish in just one place. It's the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter. You need to find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with near immediate results. And right now, you listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, I said free. Just go over to ZipRecruiter.com/Lutz and get started now. ZipRecruiter.com/Lutz. Remember, you have nothing to lose but your job vacancy. ZipRecruiter.com/Lutz. So, pretty amazing times, Bex, for sure. But you all knew that already. When in doubt, just assume you were being deceived. You know, we live in a world of deception here, Bex.
Remember,
that's simple.
Two weeks ago, Trump got up with all his military generals and said, this is the calm before the storm.
Yeah, what did he mean? That was somewhat cryptic, eh?
That was not cryptic. That's exactly what he's talking about now. He's going to release these documents, and then he's going to open up all the secrets about JFK, about the pedophilia ring, about everything. And that's the draining of the swamp. That's exactly what he was talking about. It's time to drain the swamp.
Hey, so what about Hollywood? Not to get into the details of this.
Scratching the surface.
Yeah.
This Weinstein thing is just barely scratching the surface. It goes so much deeper. And already another producer is being outed by like 30 actors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not that. You know, if you go into the Weinstein thing, these actresses are saying he was doing this when I was, you know, 14, 15 years old.
I know.
And that's just not Weinstein. It's half of Hollywood. And then you look at, okay, who within the government is associated with them? It goes right to Steve Mnuchin, who was a Hollywood producer after he left Goldman Sachs. You don't think he went to those parties? You don't think he was involved in all that? He absolutely was. So then you're talking about the Treasury Secretary of the United States.
So
it's going to get really ugly. But that's the storm. When Trump said the calm before the storm, he was having dinner with all his generals. He said, this is the calm before the storm. We're going to release this stuff, and we're going to have to control the anger of the people towards so many within Washington and Hollywood and New York. It's all coming out now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. It certainly looks like it has, like it's getting ready to burst, if you will. And, man, you know, you just look around, and it's... You know, it's like, How can this happen?
And if you believe in the Economist cover conspiracies, you look at that Economist cover and pretty much none of it has happened yet until now. I think if this happens, all that stuff will come flowing forward. I wrote a report on that at the Road to Ruta on, you know, Trump. The first card is the Tower card, which is the crashing of everything. And then Trump sitting on the Judgment card. He's going to use his judgment to turn these people in. And then it just flows from there. And I think all of that is going to happen between now and, you know, the next 2 or 3 months.
Well, I think we're getting closer to it. That is for sure. Hey, you got any books in the pipeline now, Bix?
Well, I was writing one on the Grand Canyon gold, the secret gold that was hidden away in the early 1900s, that it was the reason for the invention of the Federal Reserve. It wasn't because of Jekyll Island. Well, it was kind of because of Jekyll Island, because they knew there was millions of tons of gold in the Grand Canyon. And yes, I know it goes against everything the mainstream media tells you about gold being 190,000 tons, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. If you just read the Seagraves book called Gold Warriors, they have documentation and it all makes sense. And that's about 300,000 tons.
Gold Warriors, that book is? I'm just going to look it up really quick on Amazon, if you don't mind, so we can tell you where to get it.
It's about Yamashita's gold, that secret amongst bankers that nobody told you.
Right. Here it is. And you can get it Kindle. If you got Kindle Unlimited, it's free, like the best things in life. $20 otherwise on the paperback. And highly recommended reading for sure. You can never say that nothing is possible, that something can't be. I mean, look, I had somebody the other day, Bix, friendly conversation. I didn't want to get into politics, but I made the statement that 85 to 95% of the felony warrants for murder in Los Angeles County are illegal aliens. And this guy said, "You're an effing liar. You're lying, blah, blah, blah." And I said, it's cited all over the place, even in secret studies by the government. So I guess they're all lying, too, which he said they were.
Of course.
Intuitively, you know it's true.
I wish we all knew the truth, but I can tell you one thing. If it's coming from the government, it should be looked at with suspicion.
Yeah, totally agreed. So you're writing that book, and I can't wait to see it. Can't wait till it comes out. When do you think it's going to be?
Well, I don't even know if it's going to be done, because it might not matter.
It's always going to matter.
Things might be happening so fast now, depending on what happens with the JFK documents. If there is anything in there, then Pandora's box has been opened. It's what they've been trying to stop for the last 100 years, is the people finding out what's been done to them. And when that is done, when that is opened, everything will be called into question.
So in other words, you don't believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was a lone crazed gunman who kept to himself, right? They always keep to themselves, right?
Oh, yeah. Completely ridiculous, just like everything else on the false flag side. Completely, just like the Paddock thing, completely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But as long as if you say a lie long enough and it's supported by the media long enough, the population will, enough of them will believe it so that you can move on.
Hey. And that's what a lot of life is about, moving on from things you can't control, things you can't change. All you can do is control how you react to things, really. There's nothing else you can do.
Well, I think on that line, I think the people are fighting back with the cryptos. I think because gold and silver were not strong enough to end the manipulation and take down the banking cabal, I think the people invented cryptocurrencies to absolutely circumvent the old system, build something new, and say F you to everybody who used to control our lives.
Hey, and that's not such a bad thing. You know?
It's a wonderful thing. I'm on the Jeff Berwick bandwagon these days. It's government at all. Screw the government.
Yeah, well, it's a necessary evil, you know.
I don't know. We've been conditioned to think that, but is it worth giving up your freedom to have safety and security? Isn't that what the Founding Fathers talked about?
There's a balance. You know, back when the Founding Fathers started, right, it was a little bit different. We had a government of limited powers.
Yeah. We weren't in a nanny state. Right now, we're in a nanny state. We've been taken care of our whole lives, from Social Security to Medicare to You name it, the government has patted our heads if we ever got in trouble.
Hey, and there's you know, we've all been scammed. And even like Grisham, John Grisham's, his new book called The Rooster Bar is about these three law students. They're in their third year and they borrowed heavily to attend a third tier for-profit law school, so mediocre that its graduates rarely pass the bar exam. And they're a little bit upset. And it's owned by a New York hedge fund operator who also happens to own a bank specializing in student loans. Wait. Is this life imitating art or art imitating life, Bix? I'm not sure which anymore.
He knows. I mean, with colleges and the whole concept of college, I think colleges will be no longer in a matter of probably 6 months to a year.
Hey, did you see the article today that they have a band that they put on people's heads? They're using it, of course, in the armed services now. And it increases your learning rate by 40%, electrostimulative band. It was, I'll have to post it when I find it. But things like that. And then the ability to learn stuff on the internet. The internet is an unparalleled teaching tool of the universe.
Oh, I agree. Unbelievable. You can get a better college education by just going on the internet.
And a lot of those courses are free from Ivy League schools before they get dumbed down, you know?
Yep.
My God, it's so much
the world
changing.
Has changed. Oh. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're on the forefront, Kerry.
Yeah, we are at the forefront. You are getting it firsthand here. And some of it is so incredible that it's unbelievable. And some of it is so unbelievable that it starts to become credible after a while. And that's why you never say never to anything. So, Bix, I can't wait for your book. I know you'll finish it soon. I'm just in the midst of reading and practicing a book called 5,000 Words Per Day. And it teaches you how to write 5,000 words in a day. Man, I'm going to shoot you the link, Bix. It really awesome. Does work. You have to learn to dictate, but the new dictation programs go right in your smartphone or your pad. Nice. And man, you do a few structural things. You follow this guy. I think his name is Chris Fox. You follow his system. And I'm telling you, you do these sprints. I'm just starting the 10-minute sprints, and I'm averaging 5,100 or 5,200 words per hour. It's remarkable, because this is the hardest thing that I do, because I love the spoken word, but I know you want to hear, you want to see written work, written product, so you can reference it. You know, there's just a lot more to the written word than the spoken word in a lot of respects. So I'm going to shoot you this book. And you'll be writing a book every 2 weeks after you do this, I promise you.
Sounds good.
And I think it's great, man. So
awesome.
The more the merrier.
Hey, good. Let's get this out there.
All right. Find the book. Find Bix at roadtoruta, roota.com. Us at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for our newsletters and Twitter feeds at Kerry Lutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. And Bix, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on, as always.
All right. Thank you, Kerry.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.